Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 o'clock. And Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. And, yeah, so it's Wild Card Wednesday. Get your requests in now, 312-981-7200, Wild Card Wednesday. Any artist, any song, anything, 312-981-7200. All right, we are about to welcome to the show some people from the Brightside Theater. The Brightside Theater is located in Naperville. It's the only professional theater performing in the historic downtown district. We've had many people from productions on the show in the past. And we want to welcome back to the show Jeff Cass, who we welcome back to the show. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Nick. How are you?
All right. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good, good. Check out brightsidetheater.com. And we have a couple of cast members from the show Moon Over Buffalo, correct, Jeff?
That's correct.
That they're going to be joining us in a couple of minutes. And that opens this week. It opens Friday.
Friday.
It opens Friday. And It is interesting that you always come on, like, during your tech week.
I know, right?
You come on. Every time we come on to talk about your shows, it's like it's just after a rehearsal and right before you open. It's a busy time.
Yeah, it is a busy time.
Okay. And not only that, you have, like, a second show that's opening.
Yeah, we run with our youth project. We run that in repertory with the main stage production. So we're doing Thoroughly Modern Millie Jr. with 27 children.
Wow.
Roughly the ages 8 to, I believe, 16 is our oldest child in the program this year.
And you are directing that?
That one I'm directing, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm directing Thoroughly Modern Millie, yeah.
Well, before we get into all that stuff, let's talk about Brightside Theater, how it started, and how you ended up in Naperville. It's a great story.
Yeah, definitely. So the three founding members, when they came together to decide that they wanted to create their own company, they looked around the area of Naperville and noticed that Naperville didn't have its own homegrown theater company. And Naperville also had the opportunity to provide the company with a great professional venue to perform in, which is the theater at Miley Swallow Hall on North Central College's campus. And it's a great space. It's a three-quarter thrust stage, just seating on three sides. The furthest I think you can be from the stage is probably like 30 feet. It seats only about 200 people. So it's really intimate and really allows you to get wrapped up in the story. So they started the company and I came on for the very first production, which was just slightly over 6 years ago, which one of the actors that we're going to be talking to today, he was in that production.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just come back to us for this show, so it's great to have him back. But, a little over 6 years ago we started, and we've been out there ever since, and having a blast performing comedies and musicals.
Yeah. And now, did you immediately, was there a big interest in Naperville right out of the gate because they'd never had a professional theater before?
Well, they have some community theaters,
yeah.
Two that I can think of off the top of my head, but they've never had, like, a professional theater. And, it's gained momentum, and we attract artists from, you know, the city of Chicago all the way out into the whole suburban area that surrounds Naperville. So it's been great. I mean, you know, how artists will go where the work is, and we're providing the platform and enjoying the talents that come through our door.
Oh, great. Well, let's talk a little bit. Let's talk to some of the talent that's come through your door. We have a couple of actors from Moon Over Buffalo, which opens Friday at the Brightside Theater in Naperville. It's Becca Duff and Rob Frankel. Let's welcome first Becca to the show. Hello, Becca.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right. Welcome to the show. And Rob Frankel. Rob, welcome to the show.
Hi, St. Nick. How are you?
Pretty good. So, Jeff, this Rob was in the first production, as you said.
Yeah, he would Run for Your Wife by Ray Cooney. Rob was in that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, welcome back, Rob.
Thank you very much.
All right. Let's first get a little background. Becca, tell me how long you've been acting and how you got into it, and some of the other stuff that you've done.
I guess I just had, like, a pretty boring story like everybody else, like, doing some shows in school. I think I first got into it in, like, middle school, and I don't know what the first one would have been, like, Annie. obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And just kept doing it as like an extracurricular in school and over the summers, and then decided to pursue it. I think just because I was looking for some like boring job and had no idea what I should do. And then some high school teacher was just like, hey, like, you know, you can do this, like keep doing it. And I was like, oh, like, cool. I should consider that. So, and then I did in college and still am working at it. So
are you originally from Chicago, Becca?
Mostly the Chicago suburb area. So okay. I spent most of my growing up time in Itasca.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then, Rob, what about you? How long have you been acting?
Oh, too long, probably. Let's see, about 45 years, 40 years, something like that. I'm just a little older than Becca is. Either that, or I've been living it up a lot more.
Right.
I started back in high school as well in Camelot. In fact, my the guy who played who's the guy opposite King Arthur, Lancelot,
yeah,
went on to become a big star on Broadway. So my claim to fame is vicariously through him.
Oh.
But anyway, somewhere along the way, I went to the University of Michigan. I got a computer science degree and kind of a minorish kind of thing in acting. And since then, I've gone on to write a bunch of plays and act in probably 70-plus plays. I prefer straight plays. I'm not a. I like musicals. They're okay, and I did things like Henry Higgin and King Arthur. But my bread and butter isn't comedies or dramas. So, and I was just saying to someone the other day, about a month ago, that boy, I would love to get back into a farce. And you know, when you get into your 50s, you either you're oftentimes a supporting role. But when this came up, and you know, I was able to play this character, it was great. I love farce. Everything is on the edge. Everything has to be taut and tight.
Yeah.
And you know, so things are at a premium in a farce.
Yeah, no, it's my favorite kind of comedy too, without question.
Without
question. Jeff, tell us about Moon Over Buffalo. It's written by Ken Lugwood, who wrote Lend Me a Tenor, which I saw. Jeff, did you ever see the Chicago productions of Lend Me a Tenor back in the 90s? Was it the Apollo Theater? Rob, did you get a chance to see any?
I didn't, but I was actually in a production a while back.
Oh, okay. Well, the production that they did at the Apollo Theater went through a bunch of actors, like John Astin played the role at one point. But the most insane piece of theater I've ever seen in my life was when Mickey Rooney took over the role.
And of Tito Morelli, or
of the guy who runs the runs the opera,
right.
But that was like the John Astin played it, a couple of other guys played it, and then they brought in Mickey Rooney, and this was towards the end of the run. It had run almost a year when they brought Mickey Rooney in, and Mickey Rooney clearly, I went on opening night of his tenure, and I clearly didn't read the script. It was like one of the most insane things I've ever seen.
No.
He was like telling jokes on stage about his six wives that obviously were not in the script. His entrance is one of the most insane entrances I've ever seen in my life. The character in the original, the way it's scripted, is to sort of frantically knock at the door. And when the door opens, he comes in and says, "Where's the tenor? Blah, blah, blah." Well, here's what happens the night I see Mickey Rooney in it. He knocks on the door like a lunatic, like it's like really loud, crazy. And they open the door, and Mickey Rooney walks through the door, says, "How you doing, everybody?" and out into the audience and greets the audience, leaving the actors on stage. I've never seen anything like it in my life. So anyway, I always think of that, like how Mickey Rooney, you know, didn't even bother reading Lend Me a Tenor. It's crazy.
Well, you know, Nick, if I get Jeff's permission, I'll do the same thing.
Yeah, you can do that, I guess. Sure.
Oh, great. Yeah.
All right, Jeff, tell everybody about Moon Over Buffalo.
Yeah, so it's a really cool, great like love letter to comedy and backstage farce, because not only is it telling the story of two actors that have kind of played out their professional careers and really aren't going to make it big, and then they get this one last chance at this major movie director could be coming to see them in the show, which could get them their stardom that they've been, you know, working all their lives towards. Not only do we have that story going on, but they're also portraying lead characters in Cyrano and Private Lives. So you have pieces of those shows happening on stage, along with all the craziness that is in the storyline of the married couple here. And there's other subplots as well, but it is their fight to try to get that one last shot to make it to their celebrity status that they've been dreaming for.
Yeah. Well, it sounds great. Ken Ludwig is a terrific writer. And tell me a little bit about Aaron Hendrickson, who directed it, Jeff.
Yeah, so Aaron's with us again. He directed Neil Simon's Rumors 2 seasons ago for us. And he's a really a freelance director here in Chicago. And what I love so much about working with him is he has such a crystal clear vision for this kind of comedy and these shows. And he can get very intellectual with it, which I think by taking that approach, you're mining more of the truth out of these characters' lives, which for me is that's the funniest comedy, because it's when you're watching somebody living their truth on stage, not knowing that it's funny, for me makes it even funnier.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he does a really great job of trying to find those moments and try to really mine those moments out of the script with his characters and through his direction.
Now, Becca, do you like doing comedy?
I do, yeah. I've done a little bit of everything. I've done like dramas and musicals and comedy. I love all of them, but I think I fall in love with whatever project I'm working on, and so I love to mix it up. And I've been really enjoying working on this comedy.
Mm-hmm. And Rob, how is your tech week going? I mean, you guys open in a couple of days.
I don't know if it's my age or it's farce or combination, Vic, but it's exhausting for one thing.
Yeah.
It's been great. You know, the tech people are great, but I'm telling you, you know yourself, of course, trying to time doors and time entrances and then get your costumes on. Everything's so lightning fast in the farce. So that's been exciting and nerve wracking at the same time. But otherwise, it's wonderful. You know how a show grows. Grows 400% in the last week, and it's amazing what it becomes by Friday. So that's what we're going through right now.
Yeah, it's exciting. It is exhausting, but it's also exciting. Moon Over Buffalo, which opens Friday, is at Fridays and Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 3, and it is at the theater in North Central College in Naperville, Brightside Theater. And you can get information at brightsidetheater.com, or you can call 630-447-TIXS, T-I-X-S, which is 8497. So it's 630-447-8497. And we've got a link on our Facebook page to help you guys out with that if you want to call in. Okay, so that's Moon Over Buffalo. Everybody hang on. We're going to talk a little bit more, okay? So please hold, and we'll come back and talk more, and to talk with Jeff about the other show that's opening this weekend in Rep, Thoroughly Modern Millie Jr., as part of its youth project. So we'll talk about that coming up right after we take a break here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 o'clock. It's Wild Card Wednesday. My guests are Jeff Cass, Becca Duff, and Rob Frankel from the Brightside Theater's production of Moon Over Buffalo, which is a farce written by Ken Ludwig, who wrote a lot of very funny comedies. It opens this Friday, and it runs through the 26th of March, Fridays and Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 3. And we have a link on our Facebook page for more information. And again, it opens this Friday. Then opening this Saturday, though, is yet another show at the Brightside Theater. And Jeff is directing that one. Jeff, welcome back.
Hey.
All right. So, Jeff, tell me about Thoroughly Modern Millie Jr. and all the kids that are involved in this.
Yeah, definitely. So Thoroughly Modern Millie Jr. is based on the original Broadway production that starred Sutton Foster, which is based on the movie that starred Julie Andrews. And it is junior because they kind of boil the plot line down so that the show's just a little over an hour long and kind of sticks really to one main plot through the show. And our youth project is an educational program where everyone who auditions gets a part, and we assess based on your audition what's going to be the best part for you to grow in your role and as an actor. And we take everybody that's never been in a show to people that have, you know, kids that have been in shows before. And we work with everyone to teach them the different technical terms of being an actor. So, like, when you're getting your blocking, which is where you're being told to move around on stage, and how to notate that in your script, to how to mark your music and how to learn choreography. And so, and it culminates then with this 2 weekends of a run of the show. So currently this week, Tech Week, is this packing one show isn't enough.
Right.
At Brightside, we tech two shows side
right,
by side. So
right.
From 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., the kids have the stage. And from 8 to 11, 11:30, the adults have the stage. So
that's it gets a little that's challenging, Jeff. My God. That is crazy.
And it's, we use the same set. We just bring some different pieces on for Millie. But, you know, same lighting designer pretty much, you know, developed the plot, the light plot to serve both shows.
Mm-hmm.
Costume designers doing both shows, so it's a lot, but it's exciting. It really is exciting to have so much theater happening at the same time for our company.
And now, so the kids, it's got to be a challenge, you know, if they're like between 8 and 16, mm-hmm. how do you handle directing these kids and communicating with them, because there's a big difference between an 8-year-old and a 16-year-old.
How
was that to choreograph?
Yeah. So we, you know, we identify, you know, at the time of casting, like I said, you know, what's going to be the best role for them. And, you know, for the younger kids, they tend to more lean in the ensemble. So it's a great place to get your start to, like, learn what it is to put on a show and learn all the different aspects. And then, you know, we have kids that come back year after year for the show, and you can see them progress, and then they get into larger and larger roles as they're able to handle it. So, you know, with the young kids, we have to take a little more time with them and make sure that they're getting taken care of and they fully understand what's going on. And you start to actually see mentorship within the cast from those that have done previous shows with us or a couple shows with us. You know, they all become, you know, close friends, as most shows do backstage when you're a kid in that time period. And they start mentoring each other and start hanging out together, and everybody starts to look out for each other. And, it, I mean, it's hilarious to sometimes see the younger kids telling the older kids, like, no, we're going this way now.
Yeah.
It's hilarious because they're paying more attention than the older kids are.
It's got to be really rewarding when you see this kind of come together, right, Jeff?
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's been fascinating. This is our fifth season with the kids program, and to just see a child come in and audition terrified and scared and maybe run off stage because, you know, they've never done anything like this. And then through the program to watch them gain the self-confidence and self-esteem you know, not be afraid anymore and, like, blossom in this whole new person. That's always been so rewarding.
That sounds great. It sounds really challenging and rewarding, too.
Yeah. So
it's a big musical romp. It's Thoroughly Modern Millie Jr., and you can see these kids in the show March 11th through the 19th. And there are two showtimes on Saturdays, correct, at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m.?
That's right.
11 a.m., 2 p.m., and Sundays at 6. You can get all the information there. That sounds like a lot of fun. So there you go.
Yeah.
great. Very, very cool. And the other show that opens Friday is Moon Over Buffalo. And Rob, why don't we talk about who you play in Moon Over Buffalo?
Sure. The character's name is George Hay. He's an aging, you know, 50s actor. He had his stardom in the past, or his brief stardom with his wife, Charlotte. And as Jeff mentioned, they're kind of on the downward trend. Then they're rehashing old plays like, you know, Macbeth and Romeo and Juliet and Cyrano and Private Lives and that sort of thing. And they still imagine, George still imagines that he can play roles like Romeo at the age of, you know, 50 something.
Right.
Well, in fact, he has a great line. I have a line about, a woman in her mid-50s shouldn't be trying to play St. Joan. It's like watching Eleanor Roosevelt play Peter Pan. And sometimes I feel that way. You know, George is trying to make something happen here. And they've got their one shot at playing in this movie, a Frank Capra movie. So I think we're trying to suck up the gut one more time, I am, and trying to get that leading role.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, Ronald Colman has beaten me out, and so that's the problem.
Okay. And Becca, tell me about the part you play in Moon Over Buffalo.
I'm playing Rosalyn, who is the daughter of George and Charlotte, who has returned home to the family company to announce her engagement. But before she can, of course, chaos ensues.
Right.
And what I really love about her is that, I mean, she's trying to leave the company and start her life and do advertising and be a normal 50s woman. But that is in such contrast with who she really is, which shines through is like her sassy, feisty self, which I really enjoy, that breaking through from that upright 50s sweetness.
All right. Very cool. Sounds great. And again, it opens on Friday, and it is Fridays and Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 3. And you can get tickets at brightsidetheater.com, or you can just go to our Facebook page, and we got a link there, facebook.com/NickDShow. Okay. Thank you guys so much for joining me. Becca, nice to have you on the show. Rob, same with you. Same to you.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. And Jeff, get some rest, will you?
We all could use some rest, that's for sure.
Okay, get some rest. Congratulations, and break a leg this weekend with both shows. Okay, Jeff.
Thank you so much, Nick.
There you go. Artistic director of Brightside Theater, Jeff Cass, been on the show many times. They do great work out there. Moon Over Buffalo, a crazy little farce, and a musical romp with a bunch of kids, also opening. And it's Modern Millie Jr. and Moon Over Buffalo. So there you go. You can check out all the information on their website at brightsidetheater.com, or just check out our Facebook page where we have a link. All right, we'll take a quick break here for the news on 720 WGN.